Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus.
Worthy Jesus.
Jesus.
Worthy Jesus. Worthy Jesus. Yes, sir. Hacheto flesete. Bele makle se mi hondo. Bele kre hechi makle fode ha hi monsetia televanazo. That cost, for that cost of exaltation, there is a price to be paid. There is a place to go to. There is a supper to serve. There is places of waiting, of waiting. When I taught my apostles not to be like the Gentiles, where they exercise authority upon each other, at the cost of exaltation that they see, that they understand exaltation to be one exercising the authority above another. But in my kingdom, it's not so. In my kingdom, the one that gets the place, that finds the privilege of my hand being upon them, is the one who finds the place of service in the quiet place behind the door. Balaklesete. But the greatest place of exaltation is not to be seen, is not to be heard, is not to have your voice lifted up on high, or anyone comment about what you know or what you can do. The greatest place is for me to visit you in that eternal existing place where stillness dictates the day and an absoluteness of intimacy tells you with all defining, without words even being spoken, that my pleasure is upon you. Out of that place is true exaltation. Out of that place comes the ministry of the Spirit, by which can be poured through you uninterrupted that which brings healing, that which brings deliverance, that which brings restoration. Balaklesete. You'll fight when you know that exaltation is upon you. You'll, in your own heart, fight. Fight not to be recognized. With no pretense, you'll fight to hide behind the covering of the true exaltation of Jesus. This is my exaltation. This is what I told them from the beginning, that there is none to be of themselves greater than the other. But the exaltation came as they humbled themselves and became servant. Balaklesete. Bless you, Jesus. 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 Bless you, Lord. Makalese ne. Prosele mendiha. Nesekidiene. Hallelujah. You can be quietly, be just seated worshipfully, I guess. And here, if you continue to play, let's just worship the Lord just a little bit more. Hallelujah. Sure do. Sure will. Hallelujah. Let's just continue to worship Him. I praise and magnify you, Jesus. I praise and magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Edele maklese. Hallelujah. Let's just bless Him. We worship you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Jesus. I love you, Lord. Jesus. Make it his name.
Reality.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. We worship and magnify you, glorify you, and exalt your wonderful name. We exalt your wonderful name. Father, we pray the very essence of those things that we've heard, receive all the more into our spirits, every single one of us. Finding that place, it's the only place, it's the only place, the only place of exaltation. Father, thank you. The man prophesies, or a woman prophesies, I thank God so much for the teacher, the Holy Ghost, and then the man that taught me through the Holy Ghost, Pastor Dave Roberson. The word says, let a man prophesy, or one prophesy, according to the proportion of their faith. In other words, faith had something to do with the expanse of their prophecy. Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So true faith is built upon the concepts and the precepts, the truths of the word of God. That's why when somebody prophesies, they're prophesying out of a proportion of their faith, out of a revelation. Now, I didn't have any idea, not any idea whatsoever. Didn't have the faintest thought coming in here of prophesying about true exaltation. But what he does is, when he comes up and he lays his hand on you, and then you begin to feel that prophetic spirit coming, then everything that, it's like Dave used to say, he said he doesn't come to you with these and thous. Prophecy is not, you're hearing it, yes, you're hearing it for the first time yourself, in that you weren't the one that originated it. But at the same time, it's not like he's standing here and you're standing there and he's saying, say this, it's not how he drops it in you, and he helps you find the words to explain what you're hearing. It's like it just explodes inside of you. Well, that revelation of the true cost of exaltation, systematic, laid, ground on line, precept on precept, days and weeks and months and years in there, listening to those kinds of things that Pastor Dave would teach, and that those lessons out of Luke 14 about, if you're bidden to a supper, sit not down at the high place, sit in the low place. And then he taught us all those fantastic understanding of what true exaltation was, and how you could find that place deliberately. I'm so grateful for that foundation. And it's out of those places that you can prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. That's why you can't really. Now, some people like novelties. They get all excited about novelties, something like unusual. That's why the prophets that go to heaven three times a day, that don't. That's why people will choose going to hear them over just somebody that just teaches the word. Because it's a flash. It's like Hollywood. It's like, wow. Same thing, you get a little kid. Now, a little kid could hear, if they were born again, spirit-filled, they could hear from God. But they're not going to have They're not going to be able to stand there and prophesy mind after mind after mind after mind after mind. Why? Because they can't prophesy according to the proportion of their faith. And faith is built upon the Word of God. Well, that understanding of what it cost to go to that place, I hope you heard. We're going to have to take a service. I've been saying this and hear some of that stuff. I like to hear it again myself. What did he say? Well, if you come to this church, you find out right away that we're unusual. A lot of places, I won't say most because I don't want to stereotype, but most is exaltation is if you start at the front, somehow if you can ever work your way up and stand on stage, or get to stand behind the pulpit, or have somebody give you a ministry, something to do, then you've been exalted. How many of you know? It's about the opposite of what we teach around here. True exaltation's not winding up here. It's not winding up here. In fact, I know when somebody gets to that place where they're ready. Man, I enjoyed Homer Sunday night. He's been doing a great job. He feels like me. You just could care less if you're seen or heard. You just love him and you want his kingdom to come. Now, he'll use us because of our calling as a mouthpiece. That's why it's hard when somebody comes here that's real ambitious and they say, I want to do something. And we've got to pull them in, and we're just so happy that they're here. And we say, okay, we're going to exalt you. Wonderful. What do I get to teach? Schedule me in. I'm ready to teach. What's my ministry? Here's your ministry. I'm going to give you a 2 or 3 years of exaltation. What do you want me to do, Pastor? I want you to sit. What? They told us the day that we're able to stand on stage in the other place or get a class to teach or have a ministry that God had exalted us. Let me tell you what his exalt. I can't tell you. He just told you what his exaltation was. We're going to give you a place. For the next 2 to 3 years, just sit and pray and sit and pray and run into yourself and want to quit and want to throw your Bible and maybe throw your Bible and find out that there was more in there that you did not understand, that you did not know was there. There was more of what, Pastor, I'm dead. I want to teach. I've come from a dead place. And then one day you'll be qualified. You're already, like, he loves you that much. But what I'm talking about, for him to put his hand on you, and then you'll go out in. Those guys, Philip and all of his, Philip had 7 daughters. Philip had 7 daughters, and they all prophesied. But and Philip, they never said, oh, we're going to give you this portion. They wanted him to wait on tables, and he went into God. And then you go into God far enough, you cannot help to be exalted. And that exaltation is not people heralding your name. That exaltation is, come over here. Come over here and pray. No, come over here and tell us that, what you told them. Come over here and lay hands on this person. Come over here. It doesn't matter if anybody else exalts you. I love the way, what Pastor Dave used to say, he said, you can, once you go to that place of true exaltation, you can just put drab gray on, go sit in the corner, and just be so happy. Just be so happy. Nobody ever says your name. Nobody ever says, good job, pat on the back, good boy, you're doing a great job. Nobody. You're just caught up in that place. You're just, God, this is the greatest place on planet Earth to know Him. Hallelujah. I think we got a church that understands that. And it's going to help us when we get a whole bunch of them in here and they say, we're ready to do something. And we're saying, yes, you are now. Okay, get ready. Are you ready? Yes, get ready. One, two, three. Sit down and pray. Sit down and pray. Sit down and fast. Sit down and worship. Learn the foundational teachings that were, and then somewhere in that path, you'll come and say, Pastor, yes,
I don't want to do nothing but just pray. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want nobody to know I'm alive, but I just want to serve Jesus.
Then we'll say, man, honey, you're close. God's going to show you. Hallelujah. Father, we want this outpouring more than we've ever wanted it. That's not to say we want it to the most that we're going to, but we want it more than we've ever wanted it. Please, I'm not begging you. I know some people would think it's beg, don't beg. I'm not begging you like somebody that doesn't know you. But I'm out of the earnest of my heart, I'm begging you, Lord, give us this. Give us this outpouring, that the anointing flows from the front to the back, that there is no, Lord, names. There's no bigs. There's one, Lord, that will understand authority. It's not like we won't understand eldership and we won't understand submitting to authority. We understand there's a fallacy in that as well. But Lord, the truth of true exaltation. Help us, Father. I say, I love you, Holy Ghost. I love you, Holy Ghost. We will learn. We will learn. We will learn. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time, Abba, Father. Just one more time. Just one more time.
Worship you, Father. Jesus.
Just a little bit more before we do anything.
Jesus, worship you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You're more real than the ground I'm standing on.
Yes, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus.
You're more.
Thoughts
define me. You're inside of me. You're my reality.
Bless you, Jesus.
Closer than the skin on my bone. You're closer than the song on my tongue. Abba,
place different. Hallelujah, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sorry, you got to keep doing it just for a little bit longer. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You're closer than the skin on my bone.
Jesus.
You're closer than the song on my tongue. Abba, I belong to you. Abba,
reality. Jesus.
I belong to you. Abba, I belong to you.
Jesus.
Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You're my reality.
Jesus.
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 It if you felt like you've got that feeling inside of you, like I need to jump in on this. Father, we worship you. I glorify you.
there's really no need for me to try to go into the Word. Another wonderful continuation of the Lord had for us, but then He had this. But we're gonna put a basket up here. If you have something tonight before you leave, we certainly appreciate it. It does help a lot. So thank you. But I'm going to pray and bless you. We're going to dim the lights, and you can sit for a little bit or however long you'd like and contemplate. I'm going to be up here. If you need prayer and you missed the last few moments and didn't know if you should come or shouldn't come, there's an extension time of grace here to pray for you. But I would use this time to just worship the Lord. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you this would be a good thing to do. And I think this is the mind of Christ, is to contemplate your next step of going in. What's the next? What are, Lord, am I praying like you want me to pray? Am I spending the hours? And some, when we ask that question, sometimes we think, I'm going to be so hard on myself that He's going to say, no, you know, a lot of times the Lord says, I'm pleased with you, but here's, what's my next fast? Some of you maybe are coming off of one or fixing to go in or about to go into one. How can I increase my personal Bible time? Lord, is just contemplate your position with the Lord. And that's a beautiful time. That's a beautiful time. So God bless you. Father, we are so thankful. Mockley is in revival. These men and women, Lord, are so precious to you. They're so precious to me. Lord, we're so thankful for what we are anticipating. I've never believed any more in my life that there is a revival coming. This gospel will be preached. This gospel will be preached. The one that you preach, Jesus. It absolutely, you cannot lie. The Word, Jesus looked all the way to the end of the age and said, before the end, the demonstration, the Word and the power will be preached. It will be done just like this, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Lord, it is a certainty that revival is coming. It is a certainty that the works that He did, a group of people on this planet are one day going to be able to enjoy and to perform. And I say, why not us and why not now? Lord, let us be that group. So whatever it takes for that true exaltation to take place in our life, the contemplations of how you just steer us into where we need to be and what we need to be doing in the next place. Father, I pray that will hover over us, come down on us. And Lord, even as we're driving home, or for me, home is a short distance, but Lord, for wherever anyone is from, Lord, and even tonight as they go to bed and they say sleep and they wake up in the morning, let there be a presence, the reality of the coming Christ and what we need to do to prepare. Let us lay down our agendas. Let us lay down whatever we need to lay down for one purpose. And Father, this we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the giving, we pray, Lord. Speak to their hearts according to your will, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We love you. And just respect the anointing if you're leaving, that you do your fellowship outside. And God bless you. We will see you Sunday morning.